it was diagnosed as an ulcer. And I'd been going to my GP for like 3 months with this. Maybe I didn't recognise it for what it was. I don't know. But that was when my treatment there started. And I've been going, as you can see, for the last 10 years. One ulcer would clear up. Then I'd get another one. And it didn't matter. This is a puzzle to me, because from the slightest sign and it being treated immediately, they seem to have a mind of their own. And the early treatment doesn't make a scrap of difference. It develops and does what it's going to do. But having said that, the treatment is that you get is marvellous. It's a Mr. King that I see. And I have to say, he has been my guardian angel. And I'm walking around today because of them. And they always say, if you're the slightest bit worried, call. And on the occasions when I have been the slightest bit worried, they've said, come in immediately. And they've taken care of whatever I've needed. I cannot speak more highly of anyone than I speak of them. And the same applies today. I went a week ago just for a checkup, and all merry and bright, and they found this little spot on the end of my toe. So I'm going this afternoon, and I don't have the slightest worry that it will not be taken care of. They are just marvellous.
Have you had any other complications in your health as a result of diabetes?
No, I haven't, actually. Again, you see, I say I've been very lucky. I haven't. I had my eye problems, which are now taken care of. But I haven't. I haven't had any kidney problems or anything, really. My foot. But there again, I feel I'm very lucky there.
Blood pressure?
Well, I suffer from blood pressure, but it's controlled. But I don't put that down to diabetes, you see. I don't think there's anybody that's 73 that doesn't have tablets for something or other. And I'm on less than a lot of people. You know, they say, well, I'm on 8 tablets a day. And I think, oh, well, I just, you know, be glad you've got them to take is my... I have high...